down by my fire. Hear a voice of desire. Want to be friends again. I keep telling her she's only a pain. I don't fit in my scene. She don't fit in my world no more. Find some has to stay. And keep knocking at my door. But she's gone away. Kicking the thoughts around the floor.
Thank you. You are listening to 91.1 WREK Atlanta. This is Stonehenge. And that was our first set tonight, rather long set. And that was a repeat of the very first set we played here on Stonehenge on March the 5th, 2004. Not a dry eye in the house. Okay,
sobbing.
Really, it's not
this
that. It's not that. It's not that great. Like, but we have hugged a couple times. No, wait, we haven't done that either. We will hug later tonight. All right. Well, let's. Let me turn it over to the one and only, the one that started it all. I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for her and my mother.
But also, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you.
Very cool the way you flip that around. We're here. Anyway, so I'm going to turn it over to Catherine to let you know what we just heard in this first set.
Yeah, thank you. So as you mentioned previously, it was slightly different than the first set because you started with the easy beats, Friday on My Mind. And then after that, that's when it started the original set, which was JoJo Gunn with Run, 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 self-titled album. After that was Spirit, I Got a Line on You, off of Family That Plays Together. Then, what?
Oh,
yes, we are, right, yes.
That's our song.
Wow, yeah. Okay, then Audience, House on the Hill. After that was Mountain with Nantucket Sleigh Ride. Nantucket?
Crazy.
I mean... That's where...
Kismet.
Like, yeah, no, I know. Wishbone Ash after that with the song Handy, and then ended with Trapeze and the song Black Cloud off of Medusa.
All right, very cool.
That's that.
There it was, all those years ago. And we are officially over 1 hour into this marathon.
20-hour
marathon. Jerry will be in a little bit later. He's going to bring some of his kids with him.
Who's Jerry?
Oh, that was a telethon.
Jerry. Oh, right. Okay.
I got confused there. I got confused. And the calls are coming in.
Yeah. Why are they calling now when we're on air?
To make a donation, I hope. but anyway, I've had some very nice calls already tonight. And got a nice text a minute ago from where Dave comes from.
Minneapolis.
Yeah. My buddy Bill just gave me a message. Didn't say anything about the nice music. He just wanted to hear my voice. So.
You, the best voice.
The best voice. Thanks to that. Thank you. What else? What do you guys, what else? Ben's closing in. Uh-huh. This is like... you know, when you're waiting for Santa Claus to come in.
Yeah.
And you're getting all the
updates.
Updates, yeah.
Santa tracker, bin tracker.
The bin tracker.
Was I meant to read this audience thing?
No. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Many years ago, this is another little flashback. So probably maybe the first time we played Audience when you were, maybe I guess that night. It wasn't that night. It was another time we played it. And then there's a nice little booklet that came with the album, all those... back in 72 when that album came out. And we're going to let Catherine do a little feature on one of the artists.
One or all?
Yeah, no, we have 20 hours.
Okay, so I'll do one now and another one later.
Yeah,
is that the point?
Yeah, like maybe 4 in the morning.
Okay. Well, do we remember who I did the first time?
I don't, but if somebody could call in and let us know, they will win a t-shirt.
All right, someone pick a number between 1 and 4.
3.
Okay. Through all of this, Howard Worth, the third East Londoner in the group, manages to sing with clarity and expression and accompany himself on guitar despite the manic proceedings. That's a little description about him.
That's nice.
There you go.
That says it all.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Cool. Well, now we're going to jump into, well, I mean, digest that for a minute, that little audience thing, and then make some notes. And then, Dave, this next set's going to be by Dave.
Yeah,
Minneapolis.
And we're going to start on a sentimental note here.
Aww.
I met Dr. Rock 20 years ago and was perusing his records, and he offered one up to me. Actually, four, the first four volumes of Nuggets. So we're gonna choose a number to start us off from that record that left here, went to London, left London, went to Minneapolis, and for this weekend only is making a return trip back to Atlanta.
That's
for the
so
show.
Sweet.
Yeah, nice. Very nice. And you know, he didn't mention this, but what he did, I don't know, at some point, then after that, he bought me the Nuggets box set on CD.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
That's correct.
Yeah.
And I've played that a lot over the years.
Yeah.
Very nice. So, all right, cool. Well, we're going to start off with a track from the Nuggets. And if you want to let them know what it is, or you just want to let them hear it?
I think let's just hear it.
I think they'll know
we'll
what
talk
it is.
About it
often. All right. Well, thanks for listening, everybody out there. We will be here till right at 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. And you're listening to 91.1 WREK Atlanta, and also now on 94.7 The Pulse from Geelong, Australia.
Time.